LA's home for NFL football.
Jackpot, baby! Vegas touchdown!
Touchdown, LA!
Toward the end zone, leaps! Touchdown, Chargers!
This is LA Football Monday.
Let's go, boy!
Talking all things LA football with Rams Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson. Brought to you by the Ford F-150. With combined toughness and intelligence.
Head up!
Test drive one at your local Southern California Ford dealership today. Here's Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete, and Eric Dickerson.
All right, we continue on the gang together again as we are each and every Monday. And remember this, if you missed any part of the show, make sure you download the free iHeartRadio app. Podcast the show every day. Kevin puts it up the second we get off the air. And wherever you are in the country, you can listen to us live or the world. So download the free iHeartRadio app. And if you missed any part of the show, check out the podcast. Okay, now it is time for us to come together and start our week off properly. It is something Eric looks forward to every Monday.
Can't wait.
That was very enthusiastic. He cannot wait. Right.
Can't wait. Is That's that right. better?
All right. Now you sold it the first time.
Come on.
And to provide on, that spirituality for all of us. To recap the weekend, start this week off right, we welcome on Vic the Brick with a daily haiku at 2. And Vic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fred.
Vic. Vic, whose phone is that, Vic?
That was Adele calling. She said she's playing 2 more hours at the Griffith Observatory. She didn't have enough. I am an Adele. I'm etherized by Adele.
Oh, I mean, yes. Yes, Vic. Yes, in the soul.
On. Wasn't an hour enough? And I mean, hold the Oprah interview. You know, just have her sing. You know, to me, the Oprah interview provided no insight whatsoever. Just, you know, to me, it was an hour too long. It was like I was on
love
drugs.
You, but I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about Oprah like that. That interview was fantastic. We learned about
Oprah,
her love life.
She scratched and clawed and got nothing.
We learned about Rich Paul and her relationship with him. It was deep.
We've known after 3 months.
We don't know the intricacies of it, Vic.
She like brothers.
Yeah.
She really didn't reveal
Fred, don't
anything.
Don't say something, Fred. I could tell it.
There was no reveal there.
All right, wait a minute, Vic.
I lost a lot of weight, though. Leo, come on.
Vic.
She's a great singer. We love her. We love Adele, but come on.
Vic, stop.
Talk about,
Vic.
You know,
stop.
An extra hour of programming where there was not necessary.
Vic, stop. Keep going, Vic. Keep going, Vic.
No, stop,
Yuko
Vic.
And I are like, has she gone into the deep yet?
Vic.
Are we into the deep?
Vic. Come on, Vic.
Has
that
she gone
beautiful.
Into the deep?
I loved it. Every minute of it.
She has not gone into the deep.
All right, Vic.
She'll end with Into the Deep.
Jesus Christ.
But right now, she's, you know, she's doing some stuff from a new album, dropping Friday. She's,
Vic.
You know, for 30, even though she's 33.
Vic!
Even, you know, the album is called 30.
Vic,
yes, it is.
Vic, wait!
I love Adele, but you know what?
Vic, all right, wait!
I could take 2 Quaaludes.
All right, Vic, take one now. Eric, I want to ask you a question.
What?
Good God!
Because I didn't see it. Vic thought it was too long. The Oprah
interview.
A little
long, Fred.
Vic, the Oprah interview.
I didn't see it.
Didn't work. But I want to know if at any point in the interview, Adele said, I like brothers. Because that's what Eric thought she said. Vic, did she say, I like brothers? That's what I want to know.
No, she did not.
Thank you. She did not say it. She didn't have to say it. That's who she likes. She likes to smoke.
She likes to smoke, Fred.
That's what she hangs out
with. She said
she
liked McDonald's and she likes Chinese food.
Right.
And apparently the smoke.
Bro, and the smoke.
And she loves Rich Paul. She's in a natural state of love. And I love that about her.
Wasn't she married?
But please.
Yes.
She divorced.
Please, okay. An hour would have been perfect.
Yeah, we understand.
But 2 hours... And look,
well, they had to do the surprise,
Fred. You saw your numbers.
They had to do the surprise for the couple that was getting engaged, Vic. That was beautiful. That was beautiful as well, wasn't it? You didn't like that?
It was a poignant moment.
Vic, let me
ask you. It was a poignant moment.
But let me ask you something, Fred. Let me ask you this.
What, about the smoke?
No, it's Rich Paul. He is black. And just a question. I mean, yes, I know it might be a tricky one for you.
No, I have my eyesight, Eric. Okay. Yes, the answer is yes. It's not.
You know, you're wearing
question.
Glasses. You know, you're wearing glasses.
Yeah, but that's true. I can okay. see, and yes.
Okay, then. Well, she likes to smoke.
Okay. But you made a general statement, and I
didn't make. I just made it. I made an observation with my eyes too.
Yes, she likes Rich Paul.
She lost all that weight. She got some bottom now. She's like pow, pa pow, pow.
Vic,
like Batman,
she's
like
a natural athlete. She says she can press 160 in the weight room. She's an athlete, she says.
Vic, at any point did she mention, I like the pow, pow?
No. No, she did not mention
that. Look on her face when she talk about it. Like, pow.
Happy. She got a happy. Smile, ear to ear, Fred.
Looking like a possum. She's grinning like a possum.
She is a happy woman, I'll tell you that.
So is a possum.
So she seemed fulfilled, Vic.
She seems fulfilled.
I would say she's fulfilled.
And enlightened. I believe she's, you know, she. I mean, look at the amazing career she's had. And the Griffith Observatory was so gorgeous last night. With, you know,
yes, it was.
Even though it was on tape, of course, but they caught it on a sensational night with the sunset, the sky, the L.A. skyline.
Beautiful.
It was quite beautiful, spectacular. I mean, Los Angeles looked amazing in the background of the Adele concert. But you know who looked amazing? I want to give you the only Los Angeles Charger highlight. Did you guys see Larry Roundtree's touchdown?
Yes,
his touchdown celebratory dance.
Oh, yeah.
When he flipped out, it was great. Larry Roundtree III, congratulations. His first touchdown in the league.
I was just saying, that was his first touchdown.
Did you ever do a dance like that when you scored a touchdown, when you did a flip and went nuts?
No. No, let me tell you something. We did that kind of crap. They're like, oh, you want to show out on us? Okay, we're going to get you.
Ooh, we'll see you next
afraid.
Series.
Yep, I was afraid. I was already a target. No.
You think the Vikings took that personally?
They did take it personally.
I mean, they pillaged. They pillaged the Bolts. They plundered the Bolts. The Vikings were like, they were so dominant. It was, you know, insane to me. It was Herbert's worst game of the year, I believe. You forget the yardage. He just didn't have any flow. It was very erratic. They got work to do. Listen, like you said, you guys have nailed it. It's week to week in the NFL, man. You don't know who's. You can play great one week. Next week, you're schlock.
Right.
Yeah.
You got it. Look at the Broncos did to the Cowboys a week ago.
Vic, let me ask you a question. So last week, you missed two haikus. Are you okay?
Well, thanks for asking, Fred. I had some heavy medical stuff, and, you know, I have dragon blood surging through my veins.
Maybe that's why you had to go and have the medical stuff, if you have dragon blood instead of human blood.
Well, I have a mixture. You know, I was born in the year of the dragon, so I have dragon blood, you know, permeating my my system. But, you know, day by day, Fred, that's what we do. We wake up, it's a blessing. That's how I call it. And talk about blessings. It was opening day of the November sumo tournament from Fukuoka, Japan yesterday.
Was the ho
Hakaho there, Vic?
You know, Hakaho is retired. It was very sad. Hakaho, the greatest of all time with 44 titles, he was serving security. As he goes up the ranks of the retired champions, where eventually he'll become a stable master, an oyagata, as they say in Japan. But first he must serve.
A what, Vic?
Arigata. Oyagata. Stable master. But first he must serve as security. It was really sad to see him in a suit and, you know, in a tunnel. Where just, you know, 3 months earlier, he had won the tournament. He was like a 15-1. He had a perfect record. And now he's in a suit doing security. He's retired. So it was really a bummer to see Hakaho in that position for me. I love Hakaho. So it would be like, you know, a great champion. Let's say, you know, like Larry Bird becoming, you know, eventually general manager of the Indiana Pacers or something, but first he has to serve security, you know, in the Pacers building.
So what you're saying is the hoe was hanging out in the tunnel waiting for people.
That's what hoes do.
Well, Hawk Hull, very proud man, and he'll be an amazing stable master. And he has so much pride. But it's very zen what he was doing. In other words, chop wood, carry water. Hit me. Hit me. A little slow on it.
No, for God's sake, Kevin, please.
A little tardy on it, Big.
Thank you so much.
Nobody expected
that. Two shows not be the Fukuoka Hilton.
Yeah, okay.
That's in Fukuoka, Japan.
Yeah.
This will be the season-ending tournament, by the way. And Tetsuro Fuji, he is your reigning Yokozuna number one. He will win this tournament. It's my prediction quite easily. But you know, fresh faces will emerge.
Vic, what do you get if you win the tournament? You get paid. What do you get? More
you get
food?
Paid. You get a big, incredibly humongous trophy, an El Gigante piece of hardware. But mostly you get paid. And every match you get paid by your sponsors. They give you envelopes after a victory.
Oh, kind of like, Olympic boxing.
Like SC did.
Yeah. But this is totally kosher. This is no cockamamie under the table crap. This is totally legit and kosher.
That wasn't the case before, Vic.
Yeah, wasn't some trouble back there, Vic?
Oh, yeah.
With some under the table paying and some bribery going on, Vic?
What was up with that?
Yes. There has been. Years ago, there was some issues. They've all been cleaned up. But yeah, there were some cockamamie issues.
Trust me, they're not all cleaned up, Big. They just don't know about them. They know, but they don't want to know.
It's hidden under the tatami.
There you go.
Well, who's tummy?
When you keep it under the tatami, under then the tatami, it's another ballgame. Oh. Big, don't they all live in like the sumo house?
Excuse me?
Don't they all live like in the sumo house? Seriously. They all live together?
Yes, exactly, Fred. They train together at a very young age, and they make their way up the ranks, and they start, you know, by cleaning the stable. It's very important. Again, you must get totally selfless, and you work your way up the ranks. You eat a lot of rice, and you gain weight, and you learn the skills, and hopefully you become a sumo wrestler and start earning your living in the ring.
Are you allowed to bring your family there if you're married?
I don't believe so, Fred.
So they leave their wife and their kids, and they go live with the other 300-pound men, 400-pound men.
Exactly, Fred. It's almost like the life of a priest.
I can be a sumo wrestler.
Of a Zen priest, yeah.
Can do that.
This is physical, Fred. This is physical, man.
Gets physical.
It's a tough
in
life.
The sumo house? It gets physical.
The young sumo, yeah. The young sumo is a tough life.
Living with 300 men would be real tough.
Yeah, man.
Fred, could you do it?
No.
Rodney, could you?
Hell no.
Kevin?
Absolutely not, no.
Yeah, I think so. No,
it takes a life of discipline.
At night, do they all watch Netflix and chill together?
I believe they go over techniques, Red.
Oh.
Always sumo. They love the ancient art of sumo.
Well,
and they discuss techniques. And
the technique is just knock the other guy out of the ring.
That's not true at all. But there's a technique to it, Fred.
There's
many techniques, Fred. There's multiple techniques. You just don't knock someone out of the ring with a frontal thrust.
Saying, in football, you just take a pigskin and just move it 100 yards down the field.
All right. Have you seen sumo live, yes or no?
Kevin. In person, no, but I've seen sumo matches, yes.
Okay, well, I've seen it live.
Yeah, but it's... Fred. Really?
Come on, Fred. You the guy that got kicked out of being an umpire for Little League Baseball, aren't you? You messed that up.
Yes, that's true. That doesn't mean I didn't see sumo live.
Yeah, you lost track of how many.
You can't see. They can't. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Ever tell you the story?
Just
about
hit the ball. There's no technique involved into hitting it.
Yep.
Well, right. I just like to simplify things.
Yeah.
Ever tell you about the time NBC sent me to cover the Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilding classic in Columbus, Ohio?
Stop it. Stop
no,
it.
No, no, Fred.
Oh, I did all that kind of stuff for Sports World when we had it. So they sent me there. We're there 3 days. We're covering the event. I do all the voiceovers for it. It's going to air, and all of a sudden they call me and say it's not going to air. I said, well, why not? They said, well, 90% of the people are on steroids. We can't air it. At the Arnold Schwarzenegger Bodybuilding Classic. Couldn't, never air it?
They couldn't air it.
Right.
But did the show go on?
No.
I mean, you didn't air it. But
the show went on, but nobody knew at that point.
But let me ask you the most important thing.
Yeah?
Did you get the check?
You're damn right.
There you go. I figured that. Did you get the money?
Oh, I got my money.
You got the money. Mm-hmm. That's all that counts. Say, I don't care if it go on.
I didn't care. Well, I got paid.
There you go.
Tremendous weekend for UCLA, fellas.
Well, you know, he wasn't on for 2 days. He's got an awful lot to say. Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Come on, Vic.
There's so much on that game Friday night. I know it's Friday night, and you know, a couple days have passed, but that was a phenomenal overtime victory over Villanova. They were down 10, and they came back against a very good Villanova team. They're in action tonight, Long Beach State. You can hear it right here, AM570 LA Sports, 7:30 tip from Nell and John Wooden Court. But that was a sensational run. And the football team is bowl eligible for the first time in the Chip Kelly era. I mean, they're going to the Alamo Bowl.
San Antonio,
maybe the
Texas.
Vegas Bowl. Or maybe the Holiday Bowl. And it's rivalry week. Am I the only one pumped? It's rivalry week.
Is it SC UCLA? Is that week?
Yes.
All right.
Vic, did you see the trash talk has already started? Bo Calvert is a linebacker. He's a linebacker for UCLA. Talking to Ben Bolch, our friend from the LA Times. He says, the energy is still there for SC and UCLA, even though we're not that great. He says, because you're playing against the little boys across the street.
Wait, who said that?
This is Bo Calvert, a linebacker for UCLA.
Said that we were the little boys across the street.
Right. We're playing against the little boys across the street this weekend.
Wow.
We're looking to put the final dagger into them this week. Trash talk has already started.
Rodney, it's on.
Hey. They got to do whatever they can to get themselves up. Little boys across the street. They the little bear. They the little boo-boo bears. Talking about little boys across the street.
There it is. Oh, man.
Rodney, was there a lot of trash talking when you played?
Look at that history. Oh, yeah. You know, because when we were there, LA kids stayed here back then. So
that's right.
You know, Modern Day and then Banning and Carson and Long Beach Poly and all the powerhouse schools, either one went to UCLA or one went to USC. And so they all intermixed and knew each other from high school. So, yeah, there was a lot of trash talking going back and forth during that week because they were all high school buddies. And so it was cool. It was good. Now everybody gets out of town, so it's not that much anymore. But how dare he talk about little team across,
across the street.
Man, come on.
Let us plant the seeds of bitterness and hostility. I love it. Mm-hmm. Again, it doesn't matter what the records are, who's going to watch what cockamamie bowl, who's not going to a cockamamie bowl. I've used cockamamie like 10 times so far, which is wild. But
you like cockamamie.
Bottom line is, this is a game, man. This is our game. It says, see you die to split. There is no unity in the community. Rucos, mijos, mijas, carnalitos y carnalitas. This, see you die is split, and I love it. This is a great week.
Sing it, Big.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, Rodney, did y'all ever lose UCLA when you were there?
Yeah, we were 3-1 when I was there. Lost to them one time.
Look at you.
And they,
we
couldn't stop Gaston Green one game. He went off about.
Oh, Gaston Green can run, man.
Old Gaston Green got this one time. Other than that, we whooped, we got in that,
I heard that.
Yeah, like they stole something.
Like I said, go to the house, get in this chick kitchen.
Uh-huh. And then went to Westwood and took all they women.
There you go. Come over here, girl. Get on my lap. Who's your daddy?
Eric, did you have a rival? Who was SMU's rival?
Really down the street. It was TCU.
Oh, that's right. Right down the street.
Yeah, TCU. Yeah,
you're the Horned Frogs, yeah.
The Iron Bowl. Iron Bowl.
Battle of Dallas-Fort Worth, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we really hated Texas the most. Hated them. Oh, God.
So when y'all beat up on them, when y'all was one that should have won the national title, man, did that feel good?
Oh my gosh, yes. We beat them. They beat me. We split with them 2-2. My first year they beat the hell out of us, 30-6. Oh my gosh, we were a bunch of freshmen. The next year we beat them 20-6. They're ranked number 2 in the nation. We were ranked like number 20. The third year they beat us 9-7 on 350-yard. Remember Irk Slavin?
Yeah.
He had 350-yard field goals. That's how they beat us, 9-7. And in my senior year, we beat the hell out of them, 30-15. Well.
Was that Darrell Royal?
I'll tell you, Ed, right now, if your Mustangs went to Austin, you would abuse the Horns. They are horrific.
Dude,
they just lost to Kansas at home. This is a terrible Texas team.
Yeah, I
don't care who they lose to. They could lose to the Afghan army. Well, me. I can't stand the University of Texas.
right now, your Mustangs will go up there and abuse them.
Oh, good. You don't understand, Vic, seriously. I don't even like – I don't even want the girls' team to win. I don't want nothing. I don't like nothing about UT. That burnt orange, hell no. We don't wear that crap. That's crap.
But didn't they recruit you so hard?
Yeah, they recruited. You know what they told me?
What made you didn't like – you didn't like Texas growing up either?
I liked them. But my school was really OU. I liked OU. But I liked Texas. But when that recruiter told me – if I don't consider my state school, when I get out of school, they can make sure I don't get a job in the state of Texas. That's what the recruiter told me. Ooh. I said, what?
What?
I said, yeah. Yeah. So I won't forget to get in my house.
That's illegal.
Thank you. And he was there with Fred Akers and four other guys.
Oh, you had Fred Akers as the coach?
Yeah, yeah. He came.
Royal. Okay.
Yeah, Norman Dale Royal. And so I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, oh, man, he told me a bunch of stuff. I said, you know what? F you. And I went back to in the front room. I said, Mom, make them leave. She said, what'd that man say after they left? Well, she told me, well, nice to meet you, gentlemen. And they left. She said, what'd that man say to you? And I told her, oh, hell no, you would never go back. I said, right.
What year was that, Eric?
That was 1979.
You know what? I was working in Austin, Texas, and that was when Fred Akers was the coach.
Yeah.
Was that the incident, Vic, you brought the bull in, the Bebo in, and peed on the radio?
That was circa 1982.
Oh, okay.
I was 82. We played them in 82. We beat them in 82. That was my senior year.
Oh, you were there then, Vic, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I was immersed in that whole Fred Akers era. But, Eric was the most highly recruited athlete in the state. Everyone wanted it. I think Texas offered Eric like 100 pairs of cowboy boots. That's how how intent they were on recruiting Eric Dickerson, the great Eric Dickerson, out of Sealy, Texas.
All right, Vic, let's go with the haiku.
This is Rio, not Jose Rio. Rio, R-I-J-O, Rio.
Why you rushing? You can't rush Vic on the haiku. What's wrong with you, Fred?
No, you know what?
I wanted to get to Rio.
You know why we have to
get... Don't blame it on Rio.
No, we're not.
Don't blame it on Rio.
No, Vic.
Don't blame it on Rio.
We're not blaming Rio, Vic. The reason we have to get...
R-I-J-O.
All right, Rodney.
And I'm not talking Jose Rio, the fabulous Cincinnati Reds pitcher from the 80s. Jose Rio.
Okay.
How do you spell Rio, Vic?
R-I-J-O.
I heard that.
Vic, is this guy Japanese?
Yes, Riho. Again, no relation to Jose Riho.
No, we understand.
Remember, Jose had some incredible seasons with Cincinnati.
He absolutely did, Vic. He really did. How'd you spell
his haiku
last name?
For you.
How did you spell that Rio's last name?
R-I-J-O.
Okay, so... You can understand why I said, is this person Japanese? Because that's not a spelling you would often hear there. Someone named Rio.
Very true, Fred. It's good attention to detail. Rio.
Yeah,
it's haiku for you on this Monday, November the 15th. The winds of autumn blow, and mighty Fujiyama sides will soon be white with snow. I'm feeling you, Riho.
Bam! Kapow! I like that one.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that. The mighty autumn winds blow. Kind of like a Raider.
Right. And the snow will come. Vic, I think you nailed it.
Fujiyama.
He said the snow will blow, not come.
Exactly right. The winds of autumn blow. Nice. And mighty Fujiyama's sides will soon be white with snow. Feeling you.
Feeling you too, Vic. The reason I was trying to move Vic along.
Because we're about to be off the air.
I thought, honestly, I thought that was it. I just thought what Eric said was going to take us off the air. And now we're closing in on the end of the show.
What did I say?
Never mind.
I didn't say nothing.
Get it out. Your chance to put $1,000 in your pocket. Text the nationwide keyword GRAND to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's GRAND to 200-200. Good luck. Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic.
I mean, that is just sad.
Sad sack of the day.
Oh, yeah, we got to do the sad sack today. We'd be remiss if we didn't do the sad sack.
Favorite part, Fred. You always love to do the sad sack.
Sad sack is Atlanta Falcon quarterback Matt Ryan. Former league MVP, had one of his worst days. 9 of 21 passing, 117 yards, and two interceptions in the blowout loss to Dallas. Atlanta is now 4-5 on the season. Again, your sad sack of the day, Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons. Yesterday, it looked like the Lions were going to get one. It ended in a tie, but the funniest thing about it, and I don't know if you guys have ever been involved in anything like this, most of the players didn't even know you could tie. They were sitting there going, are we going back out there? How many overtimes do we have here? They had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I knew you could tie. Yeah,
because they changed that not too long ago, right? They changed it where it's just one, and they changed the time. It's only a 10-minute overtime instead of a full 15-minute.
They should do it like college, though. I mean, to get on a 20? And if you score, you get a chance
25
to score.
Yeah.
I should do it like college. I like that deal there.
You guys ever involved in a tie?
Not me. I got beat.
I ever have either.
Have you ever got beat by Hail Mary? I got beat twice with a Hail Mary.
Oh, did you? What's that like?
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, we got beat in college.
You got beat by Hail Mary?
Uh-huh. Beat in college by BYU to Hail Mary. They cheated the hell out of us, too.
Jim McMahon?
Yeah. Man, they cheated. I'm like, my God, they just giving them points.
How did they cheat?
Rodney,
you said it. I'm finna come back to goatee Fred.
Why you say it like he making it up? Or
they cheated the hell out of us. They cheated. Or how'd they cheat?
I swear, Fred, that's exactly what a white man would say.
That's what anybody would say.
That's just how a white man would say. So how'd they cheat you? Just tell us how they cheat. That's how you sound. How they cheated. Anyway, so let me tell you how they cheated us, Fred.
Go ahead.
So they threw a pass. So we were killing them. They threw one pass. The ball bounced. You can see it trapped on the big screen.
Yep.
And the both three referees looked at each other like what? They said bounce, touchdown. I'm like, that wasn't a touchdown. That ball bounced. Okay, boom. That was one. I think they came within 14 points then. Then they did an onside kick. That didn't go far enough. They got the ball. I'm like, hey, wait, that ball didn't go far enough. And the referee like, y'all win it. You know what they said? Oh, y'all win it anyway. Okay.
It sounded like
Fred was reffing the game.
Like y'all win it anyway. But the game gonna be over. Yeah, like it was like a minute, like 2 minutes left. Boom. We up by 6. They get the ball. They stopped us, get the ball back, throw a Hail Mary with like 5 seconds left. Catch the ball in his own, boom, beat us. I'm like, ain't this? I tell Jim every time I see him, y'all know y'all cheated us. Then we played the Patriots at home. All we had to do was win two games. We had 3 games left. We won 2 of them. We won the division. We lost 2. They threw a Hail Mary. God, I can't think of the guy that caught it, but he caught it, beat us. I won't forget. That was frustrating. That's why I've never liked the Patriots.
Our visits with Eric are always brought to you by the Ford F-150. Visit your local Southern California Ford dealership today. And we're back to wrap it up.
Johnny Juzang one more time.
Long Beach State makes the trip to Westwood to take on the UCLA Bruins at Pauley Pavilion. Don't miss a moment of the action with pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8 on your official home of UCLA Bruins basketball.
AM 570 LA Sports.
AM 570 LA Sports. Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much, yes.
Speaking of which, traffic.
Together, all right, we can make things happen.
Presented by your Southern California Ford dealers. This is LA Football Mondays. Visit buyfordnow.com. Now, here's Eric Dickerson, Fred Rogan, and Rodney Peet.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Hey, we want to put a grant in your hand. Listen this week through Friday morning for your chance to win from 7 in the morning through 5 in the afternoon. When you listen, listen for the keyword to win. 10 chances to win $1,000 cash. Thank you for listening from all of us at AM 570 LA Sports. Ronnie, Kevin, thank you. We're still on the air, and that's always a good way to wrap it up.
Thank you, guys. Thank
Eric,
you, guys.
Fantastic as always.
Thank you. Hey, that guy was Urban Fryer who caught that Hail Mary.
Urban Fryer.
Urban, sure. Urban Fryer. All right, Rodney, get him tomorrow.
Urban, man. Yeah, have a good weekend. All right, bye. More to be free than a life in the bin. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell. To live and die in LA on bail. My people say, to live and die in LA.